Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about when you are on the football team for the New Orleans Saints, the NFL team, you know, and the players put on jerseys because you have other players on the team. And so the reason why you do that is not just to look, you know, uniform, but it's actually so you know who to throw the ball to, mm-hmm. who to tackle.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's important.
And the further north you go, the weird colors they get in their uniforms. I don't know where they get these colors from. All the way up to lines. Anyway, so hey, I was just born there. I didn't choose them.
I'm being very loving right now.
But you know, I mean, the fact is the quarterback needs to know those who are his, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the jersey, of course, spending time with your players and all that, but in the midst of a chaos and everybody, all these men coming together and, you know, tackling each other, you need to be able to have, your players need to stand out. You need to know those who are yours. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about that. And it reminds me of a letter that Paul was writing to Timothy. And he was talking about 2 Timothy 2:19. He says, listen, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with the inscription, the Lord knows those who are his. And everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Mm. I mean, you think about that. It's like, obviously, you know, a football uniform and that type of thing. Yeah, you would know. But think about this, that God knows those who are his. So many people are trying to convince other people that, hey, I'm a Christian. You know, look what I'm doing. Look at my life. And they're just trying to convince, you know, horizontally that, you know, like what? If you are, you are. Mm-hmm. The big question is, does God know that you're his? Does God know that you are his? He says he knows those who are his. This is the seal. This mm-hmm. is it's the inscription over his people as he knows those who are his. Mm-hmm. And he says, it's those who turn away from sin. It's like, oh, in other words, it's those who repent. It's those who say, you know, I have sin and I can sin and sin could happen to me. So I'm going to live a life turning away from sin. I'm not going to turn to sin. I'm going to turn away. And if I do sin, I'm going to turn to God and repent because I am the Lord's. I have an inscription over me that the Lord knows those who are his. And how important is it? People think, you know, well, how am I going to know who's the Lord's? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can just watch their life by their fruit. Mm-hmm. Right. If you have somebody who just lives like the world, they don't do anything different than the world does. They never, never confess the name of the Lord in the context and walked away from the world mm-hmm. in its ways and its practices. I'm not saying that somebody doesn't get dirt on. I'm not saying somebody doesn't make sense. They just never left. They just had this religious idea, this religious experience. They had a religious leader. They told them to do a few religious things, traditional things, philosophies of men. But they never left a life of sin. They just stay in the mm-hmm. life of sin. And so that particular person, you can see that they're not the Lord's. Mm-hmm. They're not the Lord's. Yes, they may have said something, but the truth is, he says this. This is exactly what he says. He says, God's solid foundation stands firm. I mean, think about that. He says it has a solid foundation which stands firm with this inscription. This is Paul writing to Timothy, because imagine Timothy's a young minister. He's going to be able to minister into a place that Paul sent him to. And he shows up there and he's trying to encourage him because there's going to be people there that are not God's. They're not possessive gods. They're not God, part of God's family, but they're going to profess that they are. Mm-hmm. And so he's writing him this thing. He said, listen, God's solid foundation stands firm, Timothy. With this inscription, the Lord knows those who are his. And everyone who confesses the name of the Lord, Timothy, must then turn away from their wickedness. Must. Mm. So if Timothy's has this new ministry taking place in this particular town, and his spiritual father, the apostle that sent him there, is talking to him, and he's telling him that you're going to need to know the difference between the two, because you need to pastor those who are the Lord's, but those who are not the Lord's, you're not called to pastor. That's not what you're called to do. You're not called to pastor the world. You're not called to be the local, you know, counselor for the community, not the local, will you marry me, man?
Right.
You know, can we use your church for a moment? You're called, you're in the family of God, and you're the Lord's if that seal is over you. And that seal is over you when you've confessed the Lord as your Savior and you've turned away. You say, listen, I don't want this life of sin. I've left all that. And people say, well, if I do that, then I'll lose a lot of relationships. Well, that's what's going to happen. Yeah. Jesus said, don't suppose I came to bring peace, but a sword. I've come to literally turn family members against each other. If you choose them over me, you haven't even chose me. He was saying, this is it. You have to love me more than you love them. And the thing about it is you'll get in tune with a lot of lovers of God. You'll have a huge family, but you'll understand. You'll be divided from those who said, you know, they actually confessed with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, but in their heart, they're far from him. They don't leave their life of sin. They just stay in darkness, you know, and they enjoy it. They say, this is where I'm going to be. And it's like, well, then you're not the Lord's. And we can fall into sin and we can go astray and God could bring us back. But we're talking about a letter written by a spiritual father, Paul, to a spiritual son, Timothy. And he said, listen, it's plain as day. It's a solid foundation. And the truth is we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life. We renounce all other gods.
Right.
We renounce ourselves as God. And we get into the word of God and we follow the ways of God because his ways are right before us. And just think about it. How many people today go, well, it's just not that black and white. I mean, it's not that solid of a foundation. It really isn't. You know, it's kind of, you don't know. You really don't know. And you don't, no man should be telling anybody, you know, that, you know, God's going to be the judge of that man. But it's obvious who the ones you should pastor. It's the ones you should speak into the life of the ones who are saying, I want to know the things of God. I want to leave the ways of the world. To talk to someone who doesn't want to leave the world is creating some huge, long, you know, excruciating journey for you because you're talking to somebody who doesn't want to hear anything at all about God. They just want to say they're Christians. They want to say, yeah.
Very frustrating.
Right. And the description over those folks like that is like, I love the world. I love these things and myself more than I love God. And that's for God to deal with that situation, and God will deal with it. But it frees you up to focus on the ones who want God. And there's nothing, it's easier to run with 100 than to drag one.
Sure is.
Oh, yeah.
And if Jesus would have stayed in Nazareth, and if he would have stayed there when people weren't listening to him, and he's like, I want you to be a believer. I want you to be saved. This is how it is. I'm going to stay here till you do. I mean, how many people would have been lost? But he just gave them the same opportunity as anybody else. And then he said, follow me. And they didn't. They didn't follow him, so he just went on to the next town. So many folks are hanging around Nazareth when they should be moving to the next town. They should be about the Father's business. This is what Jesus said. He said, listen, when you go into a town that I send you, go in there, present yourself. If they reject you, realize they were not rejecting you. They're rejecting the one that sent you. I just want you just to dust the dust off your feet, off your shoes, and I want you to be able to just move on as a testimony against them that they didn't reject you. They rejected me. They rejected the Son of God. And he said, it would be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than it would be for those people that rejected me. But think how powerful that is. And it's like, it sounds like we need to get serious with God, right?
That's all right.
But if we get serious with God, he gets serious with us. I want to encourage you today to move outside of this gray area saying that, you know, it's not that clear. I just don't know. Well, this is what Paul tells Timothy. He said that it is very clear. It is very firm. And this inscription is over those who are his, that they've confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but they've also turned away from sin. They don't want anything to do with it. Not that they don't sin, but when they do, they're thinking, dear Lord, I don't want this in my life. Forgive me. And our God does, because you are his. He's faithful and he's just and he's true. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.